One.
About 20 minutes ago, in fact, we spoke with the NRA president, David Keene, who told us...
The empirical evidence is that if citizens, potential victims, if you will, are armed or may be armed, that that cuts down on the incidence of violent crime. Guns are used far more often to prevent crime than they are to commit crime.
And joining us live now, David Gregory, moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. Of course, the NRA met yesterday with Vice President Biden's Gun Violence Task Force and came out of that meeting, David, with a very strong statement having nothing to do with working with Biden's task force.
Very clear that they're not interested in being a party to anything that restricts gun ownership or high-capacity magazine ownership. They think it won't work. They think it's a practical matter. You can't pull it off, even if you wanted to. So the battle lines are drawn in very familiar ways over that issue. I mean, I've talked to senators on Capitol Hill and the White House. What's clear is that they want to try to be as broad as they can in their approach. Yes, they'll focus on magazines. Yes, assault weapons. But they want to certainly assuage the NRA's concerns by dealing with mental health, dealing with the entertainment industry, being as broad as they can if they're going to have some opportunity to change the political dynamic on this at all, which is very difficult.
David, is it just to assuage the NRA, or is it actual a sincere belief that we do have problems with people falling through the loopholes of mental health, for example, and very violent video games that kids play?
No. I think it's both. I think it starts with the idea that to do this, there's the political dimension, and there's how do you solve the problem most constructively, and that everybody's got a role. But they have to understand, just as Biden did back in 1994, he didn't initially want to pursue the assault weapons ban and the magazine ban because he thought it would tank the crime bill because he understood what the politics were. I think there's no question that looking at these other areas become very important if you're going to get any of these sides to give a little bit.
Do you think anything will actually come out of this that will pass Congress?
Well, I don't yet know to what extent the administration has the political gut to fight this, because it will certainly draw down a lot of political capital. I spoke to a Democrat the other day who said maybe they propose this, put it out there hard, they work in some areas where they could get a bipartisan agreement, and then they table it for a while and come back to it after they get some other things. I was struck when I interviewed the president a couple of weeks ago when he talked about his top priorities for his second term. He did not mention guns, even though this has been something that Biden has been working on. So, again, it's a question of to what extent he wants to fight, and he'll make it a top priority this year, being as close to the event as it is.
Well, it's kind of fascinating for all of us watching all of this to see that you have become a part of this whole story as well. It was on your show that you held up this ammunition clip, and for that some people said you actually broke D.C. law. The police looked into it, passed it on to other authorities who are investigating whether or not to bring charges against you. Do you know whether or not you should be packing a bag for a jail at this point, David?
Well, look, I appreciate the question. I hope you'll appreciate that it's also not something that I can comment on.
I understand the squeeze you're in. All right, but I had to ask you.
What do you got coming up on Sunday?
We're going to be talking to General Colin Powell, my exclusive guest. He'll talk about this Chuck Hagel nomination, which, as you know, is so controversial. Also, big foreign policy challenges in the president's second term. Talk about the Republican Party as well. He's got a lot to say on a lot of issues, including this gunfight, which is coming up in Congress.
Crossword puzzles, Dave. They're really very good to have around in case you need them.
All right.
7:55.
Money News, sponsored by Baker Tilly, accountants and advisors.